This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The COVID-19 test positivity rate in Colorado is the highest it's ever been during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
Colorado is in day 18 of its Omicron variant surge, according to public health officials, and case numbers are skyrocketing. But it's not clear whether that will lead to more people in the hospital. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says while Omicron symptoms are not severe, it is a lot more contagious, making it hard on hospitals.
We have seen staffing shortages across every employment sector in the country and in the state. That does not stop before it gets to healthcare workers.
Bookman says the best thing Coloradans can do to help healthcare workers right now is to stay out of the hospital by getting vaccinated. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
A damage assessment from last week's grass fires in Boulder County show 991 buildings were destroyed and 125 were damaged. At a press conference Wednesday, Governor Jared Polis said the state needs to take into account increased fire danger as it rebuilds.
Colorado and the American West needs to up our game on fire mitigation and fire preparation. That includes defense barriers around suburban communities, includes rapid fire response.
Though the governor did not announce any new investments or policies to make it happen. The Boulder County fires are the most destructive ever recorded in Colorado. The RTD board has elected a new leader. Vince Buzik from Adams County will lead the Denver Area Transit Agency as it tries to rebuild its service and ridership after the pandemic. Buzik says low-income riders should be RTD's top priority, but says it needs to provide service in all corners of the district, too. Along the Front Range, chilly weather. This is CPR News and KRCC.